Obviously, we want to go out there and win. We have a chance to go 5-1 in our division, sweep the Packers, which is a huge deal. And really, first and foremost, we're professionals. I mean, we have a job to do, and that's what we're going to go out there and do. We still have, to me, where I think of it, we still have fans and ticket holders that pay good money to come see us play, and so we're going to go out there and try to put on a show and get a win.
How much do you guys feel like there's not pressure, but you know, how much are you motivated to sort of finish the year on a high note with everything that's happened?
To me, it's very important in the season on a high note, going into the off season. Again, we know that we're a good team. We didn't play good balls at times. To me, it's imperative to go in the off season with a win. And as a competitor, you shouldn't think otherwise.
How much more difficult is it to get motivated as opposed to getting eliminated, like say the last week of the season, knowing that you have another week and you already know you're eliminated from the playoffs? Is it more difficult?
To me, it's just another opportunity to go out there and play. I love playing football. I love this game. And unfortunately, it sucks to think that this is the last one of the season. In the bigger picture of it, that this locker room is never going to be the same ever again. Some of these guys, this could be the last time they play football. And that's the unfortunate part. But, for me, I don't have to do anything different. I'm still preparing the same with the championship mentality, going out there with purpose to get better, and kind of spring, I guess, us into the off season.
Does it make it more emotional with your teammates, like what you just mentioned?
No.
Like knowing you might not see a guy that you become close with, or
I hadn't even thought about that. I guess I'm just so worried about just trying to do what I can to help this team win this weekend.
Getting to 1,000 a little sub-motivator for you.
So what?
You need any motivation, but getting to 1,000 yards, I think you're really close. Like 101 you need to get there. Is that anything that you'll look at?
Absolutely. I mean, at this point, I'd love to get to 1,000 yards and 90-plus catches for the fourth straight season. That's, you know, at this point, winning, we want to win, but also, you know, why not? You know, so.
Did you guys talk about the stuff about Caldwell? It feels, I mean, since I've been here, it feels like the end of every season we're having the same conversation. Did you talk about that with him? Did you talk about it with each other?
I personally haven't had any conversations about it. I guess via social media, I see a lot of people talking about it. A lot of professional social media journalists or whatever they want to call themselves. But I don't think about it. He's here today, and none of us are really guaranteed anything. So I personally love Coach Caldwell. I love his coaching style. I love the man that he is. I love the leader that he is. And, for our locker room, this community, I love the Christian he is. I want to play for him forever, but that's not my decision, and who knows when the last day for any of us is.